This morning on the K105.3 Morning Show.
We recap the weekend and remind people that nature hates selfies.
They do?
Anything that has to do with nature hates your selfie.
The Bald Scott Cloud. The K105.3 Morning Show.
All right, fine. Spring road restrictions. Here I was. A 20,000-pound load I needed to deliver today, and now I can't get out there because of the spring road weight restrictions.
Oh, you're going to have to go around.
Go around. Just go around. Why are you riding my butt? Go around.
Did you see what I'm doing?
Come on.
Go around.
Go around. You articulate it more in your own car.
Oh, for sure you do.
Because if you slow it down and say it louder inside your car, the person behind you will hear it and understand it.
Yes, of course they will.
That's the way it works. Darn weight restrictions. Scott, Jenny, here on a Monday.
Good morning.
It's fallout from daylight saving.
Ooh, are you making it? You're looking a little rough today.
If I'm honest, it was funny this morning. You came in and I said, "Hey, your contacts giving you problems?" You said, "Why?"
I didn't say it like that. I promise you, I didn't.
Why? Because you're wearing glasses. So I think someone's a little sensitive this morning.
My eyes couldn't do it this morning. They were like, "Nope, I'm not having it."
Well, I don't know how you stick your finger in your eye every morning to begin with.
I don't think it's a big deal.
I don't know what you mean.
You don't wear contacts, I know, but you have a problem with that?
Like
you couldn't do it?
No, my natural instinct is to blink when something is coming towards my eye. Now, given it's a fly, mm-hmm. a piece of grass, a chunk of dirt.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to think of some of the other things that have been thrown at me. A kitten.
a dish.
knives. That'll help. Just blink.
Doesn't happen. I can do it with my nails. I've got nails. Yeah, it doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah, but again, my natural instinct is to blink, so I think it'd be so incredibly difficult to actually put a lens on top of my eye. For mm-hmm. those people that don't wear contacts, I think it's very difficult for people to understand how one can do that. Now, I can't imagine it was something that you were just able to do right off the bat.
No, it was. Yeah, no, I'd never had an issue with it. Huh. I promise. Never had an issue.
Princess?
I am a princess.
I can always
straighten
poke myself
my crown.
In the eye. It's daylight saving time. It's not savings.
Saving.
Singular.
Oh, this is one of your pet peeves, isn't it?
No, it's just what they said right here on the sheet of paper. Reminded me that it's daylight saving time. And we sprang forward. That's what they want us to think. Hey, we're all going to spring forward.
Yeah. Nope.
Shut up, Pollyanna.
There's no spring in our step when
you
it comes to this.
You just took an hour of sleep away from me, and we're all springy. No, we're not.
No. Nope,
Tiggers
we're not.
Have springs. But Tigger got an extra 2 hours of sleep.
We did not.
A lot of Jackson, it's teacher in-service day today. Your kids off.
Yeah, they are, but I had no idea why.
Teacher in-service day. But I think it's very, very astute of them to put it on this date. I think there was some forethought and pre-planning that went into it.
Sure.
Because kids are actually affected by this more than adults. Well, more than people our age.
Okay.
I should say. I don't want to put myself in that adult category as of yet.
Yeah, you can't. You shouldn't.
But there are actually a higher risk of heart attacks now.
Because of daylight saving time?
Because of daylight saving time, yeah. 24% increase in the number of heart attacks on this day, the Monday that follows daylight saving times, actually, in Michigan hospitals.
Really? I wonder why that is.
I think probably because there's a lot of OCD people out there.
Mm-hmm.
That get downstairs and their phone is one time and their microwave's another, and then right below that's the oven, and they start changing the difference. Martha! It's incredibly difficult to do that.
So frustrating.
It's increased spending as a result of daylight saving time.
Oh, hmm.
According to JP Morgan Chase, a 0.9% increase in the daily card spending per capita in LA.
Oh.
So, if you go, stay out of L.A.
Stay out of L.A. if you don't want to spend money. Probably coffee sales, I think, will be up.
Criminals hate this day.
Why?
It's called Sleepy Monday. Uh-huh. One study found that on Sleepy Monday, judges handed out 5% longer prison sentences because they're a grumpy. Don't cross McBain this morning. That's all I'm saying.
Don't do it.
Nature hates your selfie, Jenny.
It does?
Yes.
But I take such good selfies out in nature.
No, you take horrible, blurry selfies.
It's my phone.
It's not your phone, Jenny.
It is my phone.
If you could have the the premiere, the you could actually find Bigfoot, okay?
Okay.
And be like, hey, come here. Bigfoot's like, come take a selfie with me. And Bigfoot, and then Bigfoot comes over and you go to take a selfie, still be blurry.
No, I disagree. I've got great selfies.
You do not.
For some reason.
Are all of your selfies blurry?
No.
No. Are all the pictures you take blurry?
No.
Are most of the pictures you take blurry?
Some of them are blurry.
Are most of the pictures you take?
It's my phone.
It's not your phone.
Maybe I have the shakes. Wait, so why does nature hate my selfies?
Well, Arizona Zoo, Saturday night. Mm-hmm. Okay. Woman went to take a selfie near a jaguar enclosure.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, this doesn't end well. I just had a feeling.
Yeah. Wildlife World Zoo in Litchfield Park. This is what happens. This is just natural selection at work. This is Darwin going, see, I told you.
I told you guys.
Okay. Woman tries to get a selfie. Can't get the right angle.
Sure.
Okay. So
right.
What does she do?
Oh, no. Did she climb?
She climbs.
Oh, no.
She goes past the barricade.
Oh, signs that say, don't go past over here.
Yeah. Woman in her 30s was taken to the hospital, expected to survive. Citing the that's according to the fire department, mm-hmm. that she's going to be okay. Witnesses, Adam Wilkerson said he was at the zoo when he saw someone came running around the corner yelling for help.
Okay. Sure. Help.
Somebody's got... There's a dumb woman being attacked by a jaguar.
Right. You have to insert your opinion at that point, right?
So what happened was the woman was caught up against the fence with her arm in the jaguar's claws.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
Which, again, natural selection.
Sure.
You climb a barrier.
Sure.
All right? And you get near the jaguar enclosure. Guess what a jaguar is going to do?
Right. It's going to get you.
Yes. So Wilkerson said at that point, he and the other bystanders decided to try and distract the jaguar.
Okay.
So that the jaguar would let go.
Yeah, yeah.
So he was Wilkerson standing behind the woman, but he didn't want to try and pull her off because, you know.
Right, she'd lose her arm. Right.
In an effort to distract the jaguar, Wilkerson's mother ran up behind him and shoved a water bottle through the cage.
Okay.
Which distracted the jaguar, and then he let go of the victim. Now, the victim is feeling incredibly stupid, as she should.
Yes.
Yeah. She's apologizing, saying that she doesn't want the zoo to get any bad press or anything to that effect. Mm-hmm. The Fiji water girl was there with the water bottle.
Being ever so helpful.
She's just standing right behind him going, hey, I'm still here. Remember me?
I'm relevant. Right, but here's what you haven't said.
What?
How was her selfie? Was it blurry? I'm sorry, too soon?
Maybe a little. People at the zoo are apologizing, though.
Why?
Well, they were concerned. It did take a while to distract the jaguar, and they had to come up with a water bottle. Normally, in like a glass case, and it says break in the event of an emergency, they have a giant ball of yarn. Well, today is Monday, in the event you didn't know.
Yes.
Check
all
your
day.
Calendar. Sundial.
Mayan calendar.
That what people don't think about when it comes to daylight saving is people are up late. Especially overseas. Do you know how long it takes to rearrange those rocks at Stonehenge? You have no clue.
The work and the effort.
It's That's ridiculous.
That's terrible.
You got to set Stonehenge back.
That guy's going, oh, I hate this time of year.
People wake up, sundials are blinking at them.
We interrupt this program to bring you this.
What is this?
This is where the entertainment is.
This is
the Kid 105.3 Hollywood Beat with Jenny Lewis.
What's happening in Hollywood, kid?
Pete Davidson has finally addressed. He's broken his silence and addressed his relationship with Kate Beckinsale. Now, it's no surprise. What are you laughing at?
Because addressing it on Saturday Night Live really worked out well for that last relationship. Glad you're finally breaking your silence again.
Well, fingers crossed. No, he finally broke his silence on, you know, the ever-present age gap between him. There's 20 years between him and Kate Beckinsale. So he finally took, he was on Weekend Update, and they're talking about, Colin Jost asked him, what's going on? How are you doing? And then he kind of like, there was this silence, and he said, like, anything else, Pete? And he goes, like, a new girlfriend? So, of course, he addressed it, said, yes, I don't know why this is such a big deal. A lot of people have done it. Just check out Jason Statham, Michael Douglas, Richard Gere, Jeff Goldblum, and he listed all of the men who have dated women 20 years younger or older,
Yeah.
And so he said, this isn't a big deal. I don't know why people are so fascinated, but we are, because everyone is thinking, Kate, what are you doing? Maybe that's just me.
Is that?
That's what I'm thinking. Okay. Kate, what are you doing? Pretty soon he's going to get another tattoo.
Gotta be so funny.
He's got to be. He's got to be, because I don't know what else there is. Marshmello's Las Vegas residency might be the city's most expensive yet.
Well, yeah, the air conditioning it takes, the heat in Vegas, and you put a marshmallow right out there on a stage?
Well, then you always have to keep graham crackers and chocolate around. Otherwise, what's the point? $60 million is what they are paying them. Absolutely nuts to keep them here in Las Vegas, Marshmello.
Wow.
Yeah. I would not go.
I can see that only because the younger set, it's not like you're going to see a live artist.
Sure.
You're going to see a DJ. Marshmello's a DJ.
Right, right.
So, yeah, that's a party all night long.
Look at that
guy up there in that marshmallow hat.
Right. Vegas is claiming that this is the largest EDM deal in the history of the city. It's a huge following, so I guess you're right. I guess it's just not my cup of tea.
But Honey Maid and Hershey have picked up half that bill.
Thank you. Okay, so we talked earlier about how this was the weekend of love. Lea Michele from Glee officially tied the knot this weekend to her longtime beau. Chance the Rapper also got married this weekend to his girlfriend and mother of his daughter. And here's the big news. Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez are officially engaged, which is really cool. They've been together for a while now. This is not her first marriage, nor is it for him. But
the fourth time's a charm.
Well, again, fingers crossed that this works out. I really like them together. Their families have blended very well. He has two children from a previous relationship, and so does she. And but get this, her ring is 15 carats. It's an emerald cut diamond engagement ring worth to be between $1 and $5 million.
Were this to fall from the heavens, all right? Say it were to fall from space, it would be a world killer. That rock is that big.
It's huge.
Yes. It would block out the sun.
It's so pretty, though. It's so pretty. She posted on her Instagram, and he, you know, he posted on his as well. But it's absolutely a beautiful ring.
Well, don't be fooled by the rocks that she's got.
I'm still Jenny from the block.
Let's check in and wish our K-Club members that were born on this day in history a happy birthday. Penny Morrison, happy birthday to you. Also, Lindsay Sari, Alana Fox, James Gubbix, Amelia Tomsello, Jordan Hughes, and Tiffany McElroy. Happy birthday to you. If your birthday is today, you share it with the following Hollywood dignitary.
American Beauty actress Thora Birch is 37. Good Charlotte twins Benji and Joel Madden are 40. Jackass star Johnny Knoxville is 48. Actor Terrence Howard is 50. Singer Lisa Loeb is 51. Musician Bobby McFerrin is 69. TV journalist Sam Donaldson is 85. And media mogul Rupert Murdoch is 88.
Well, happy birthday to you if it is yours from all of us here at K105.3. The flu season isn't over.
Wait, I thought it was.
Nope. Apparently, according to CNN, there's another round. There's another flu a coming.
Come on.
Yeah. Went through my house the other day. Both kids had the flu.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. There's nothing worse than the flu.
And it's been a nasty flu season. The CDC already recorded roughly 37 hospitalizations per 100,000 people that have been diagnosed with the flu. And that was just the week ending March 2nd.
What?
Yes.
Wow. That's nuts. That's just crazy. We've lucked out, luckily. Knock on wood.
I know. And this is the first year I didn't get my flu shot.
Yeah, I didn't either. I've always gotten it.
Exactly, because it was never a choice.
Right,
was just
usually we've never
someone
had an option.
Walking around the corner going, hey, flu shot, and they'd have like a dartboard. And the day before, there would be someone with a Sharpie, and they would draw like a target on your arm, and you weren't sure what was going on.
What
You're
are
like,
you
hey,
doing?
Is
but
that
okay.
Is that a henna tattoo? What is that? That'll come off, right?
But so you haven't gotten it. So mm-hmm. Your kids had it, but you didn't get it.
I did not.
Okay, no.
I got something scratchy going on in my voice. I don't know what that mm-hmm. is. I think that might be, I shouted it a lot on Thursday.
Okay.
At the Relay for Life kickoff.
Yeah.
Because there was two of us that needed a microphone, and they were like, hey, we only got one, let's share. And I said, it's flu season.
I don't share.
I'll yell. I think that might have been what happened there.
Well, Friday, and then Friday you were yelling too, so.
Was I doing a lot of yelling on Friday?
Yeah, Friday night at the party.
Oh, that's true. Thanks to Miller Lite. I don't remember that. I think the raspiness in my voice is because somehow, some way, internally, my body knew that this next guest was joining us, and I needed to be a little bit raspier so I could be on point with him. Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, Jeff Bontrager. Look at you.
Scotty Clow.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's going to be this all morning, isn't it?
You're looking good. What are you doing? Pilates? Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah.
Pilates?
Yeah. I usually try to do them from about midnight to 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you follow that up with a little Tai Chi.
Right.
A little meditative.
Yeah, Tai Chi. Exactly.
Jeff Bontrager joins us because, coming up on March 19th, you've got a meeting for Kindergarten Roundup.
That is correct. It's always, back in the day, isn't that something where when we were all in school, it was kind of like 2 weeks before school started. It seems as though, parents would register kids and so on. And that's not the case now. So we are already full steam ahead. For next school year, March 19th is the parent meeting, and there's two different time frames for convenience. And again, the first one is at 9:30 a.m., and the second one is at 5:30 p.m. So that's March 19th, 9:30 a.m. or 5:30 p.m., and that is just an informational meeting.
But this is where you need to go because you'll get a lot of phone calls coming up here, and there's a lot of new parents. This is your first kiddo that goes into school, and you're just wondering, what do we do? How do we do it? What kind of shots do I need? What do they need to wear? Well, all of that stuff. This is where all those questions are going to be answered.
You absolutely nailed it. That is true. Rather than to field those several hundred phone calls, meeting is paramount for parents to be at because all those questions are answered. What they need, what they need to bring. And again, this is just it's a short informational meeting so parents can be prepared for the kindergarten roundup. And there are a few dates for that, April 16th, 17th, April 18th, and they are typically from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Actually, we have a couple afternoon sessions as well, but all that
will be covered
on March 19th.
That's where you need to be, either 1:30.
Absolutely.
Or what were the times again?
That would be either 9:30 a.m.
9:30 a.m.
or 5:30 p.m.
You got any time, 9:30 or 5:30.
And
if you can't make it, you'll have a packet.
That is
that
very
you can
true.
Pop in and grab.
Absolutely.
That is going to answer all of those questions for you.
All your questions will be answered.
And what's so amazing is usually it's the first kid. Now, Jenny, I bet you, oh my gosh, I can only imagine.
Oh, come
your
on.
First kid at kindergarten roundup.
I bet Jenny attended all of them.
She didn't.
She was there at 9:30, and right. She's like, well, I'm not sure if I missed something.
I bet you Jenny did the doubleheader.
So with the first kid, you had a lot of questions, didn't you?
Of course.
And then the second one, you're like, I don't even need to go to that meeting.
That poor second or third kid.
I know. It's like, sorry. You had homework tonight? Oh, sorry.
Did you attend both parent meetings?
I attended one parent meeting for each child.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just in case there was something different?
Sure.
New booster that needed, or were you just there to be seen by the rest of the PTO?
Well, I was on the PTO, so.
Maybe it was just so that that second child did not feel slighted.
Maybe that's exactly what
it was. I mean, don't you feel like
was.
That as parents? Like, you know, the second child, you feel like you've been through this.
Yeah. Yep.
You know.
It's like, this is not new.
Right,
I got
exactly.
This.
Exactly. Oh, that's you know, wheel up and drop them off.
Yes, you're fine.
Here's your paperwork. I know you're five, but you know,
you know where to go. Chest.
Drop it off in the office.
School has changed a lot since you and I, and even you, Jenny, we went to school. It's been a lot of changes. I mean, when we had get-togethers, it was soapbox car racers. You know what I'm talking about? The little wood things you go down there. And now kids get together and they have robots that do all the competition.
Right.
Actual robots.
That's correct. Yeah. I think mine was the Pinewood Derbies.
Yes.
Yeah, those
mm-hmm.
little
That's
wood
what it
cars.
Is.
And,
yep.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Now there's you put like a stick of dynamite in the back of it.
You know.
No.
Don't do that, kids.
Scott, you mentioned the robotics, and wow, that is just huge, and it's taken off all over the place. And
Jeff Bontrager joined us, by the way, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools.
And by the way, Scott and Jenny, it's always a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's great to
see you. Well, thank you. It's good
wonderful.
To have you here.
Wonderful.
Well, we actually,
and that's a Monday wonderful.
We cleaned the counter for you. That's how much we love having you here.
I noticed that. Excellent. Coffee's great. Hey, yeah, this robotics—that's great stuff. And when we talk about bringing back the manufacturing piece and so on, as an example, our manufacturing classes—they make and modify all the parts, the majority of the parts, I should say, for our robotics team. So it's just kind of a ripple down effect. It's awesome.
What practical application, though, too? That's something that you can walk away with and say, okay, I have engineered a robot to accomplish this certain task. At some point in your life, someone could say, hey, can you retrofit this machine to do this? And that kid is going to go, you know what? I've done something similar. At no point in anybody's life has anyone gone up to somebody and said, hey, I got this block of wood. Can you turn it into a car and stick a firecracker in the back of it and let's see if we can race it. Never happened.
Not yet.
Not once.
That is true.
So you've got a big competition coming up.
We
with
do.
Robots, so.
We have a regional competition. We're hosting at Northwest High School, and that will be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, March 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. And the pits open March 21st, 4 to 8 p.m. And it's going to be...
It's going to be pits?
It's going to be something else.
Okay.
And, you know, let me... That's not Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That is Friday,
Saturday,
and Sunday.
Okay.
That would be nice if I had the exact correct dates. 21st, 22nd. And 23rd. That is Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay.
Okay. So that is something that people are coming from all over. We have close to 50 teams. We have local teams, but we have teams from all over the state and the Midwest area. So this is a big deal that's exciting for Northwest.
In this regional competition, what these students have to do is they build these robots to accomplish a certain task.
Correct.
And they are judged by their ability to do that task and their design and the implementation thereof. So it really is fascinating to watch.
Correct. And this event is massive, and we still need some coordinators and volunteers, and don't feel like, oh boy, I can't do this. It may be too difficult, or we have volunteers for. We need volunteers, I should say, for many things.
And so, if they'd like to volunteer, how do they do that?
Contact Tim Warnick or Dee Dee Rush, and that's tim.warnick at nwschools.org or dee.rush.
Dee.rush. All right. We'll hear more about this coming up.
We will. I'll give you some more specific information.
All right. It's Jeff Bontrager. Good morning. Here is today's Family Feud question. Since we have an educator here live in studio, I figured this would be a great question to have. Name a three-letter word children learn to spell. Name a three-letter word children learn to spell. Top four answers on the board. We'll have Jeff start off here. Jeff, name a three-letter word children learn to spell.
Car.
Car. All right. Show me car. Not
what?
There. We go to Jenny.
Bed.
Bed. Not there. All right. Think animals, Jeff. Name a three-letter word that kids learn to spell.
Cow.
Cow. Show me. No.
No.
Cow, not there. Good morning, K105.3. Who's this?
Stacy.
All right, Stacy. Who do you want to play with, Jeff or Jenny?
Jenny.
All right.
Woohoo.
No.
Stacy, that's the right answer.
Frankie.
Thank you.
Of course.
We need someone to play with.
I need
with Jeff.
I need an early elementary teacher to beep in.
Yeah, you do. You need somebody. Good morning, K105.3. Who's this?
Hi, good morning. This is Samantha.
All right, Samantha. Hang on. You're playing with Jeff. Whose turn is it?
It's mine.
It's Jenny.
And
so
Stacey.
Jenny and Stacy.
I think it's mine.
You said cow. Stacy, what do you think about dog?
I would go for yes.
Okay.
But dog's a good one.
Oh, she's saying yes. Name a three-letter word children learn to spell. Top four answers on the board. No one's gotten anything right yet. Do you want to go? So, Stacy, it's your call. What do you want to go with?
I'll stick with Jenny girl and go with dog.
All right. Show me dog. That's the number two answer is dog. D-O-G. All right. So, give me another one, guys.
Okay, let's go with yes, Stacy. Right.
Show me yes. No.
Oh.
All right.
We should have said cat.
Name a three-letter word that children learn to spell. We go over to Samantha and Jeff.
Samantha, what do you think about cat?
I'm going to agree with you, cat.
Show me cat. Number one answer is cat. So, number one answer
you
is cat.
Cheaters.
Number two, dog. Name a three-letter word children learn to spell. Jeff and Samantha.
Samantha, what do you think?
I'm thinking the.
The. The. All right.
Well, let's try her.
Show me the. Not there. All right. Now we got to get into, we're beyond animals. All right. These
okay.
Are the remaining.
Jenny, I think and.
And.
Oh,
right.
I like and.
Show me and. Not there. You got to think one's a proper name and the other one is an action. Both things kids need. All right. Name a three-letter word children learn to spell. Samantha and Jeff, what do you think?
Would it be run?
All right.
Or, okay.
All right. What were you thinking, Jeff?
What do you think, Jeff?
Now, like present.
All right. Show me.
I like
run.
Let's go with run.
Run's not there.
Oh.
Sustenance.
Oh. Okay, Stacy, I'm thinking eat.
He's a proper name and something kids need,
okay.
Right?
Yes.
And then he said sustenance.
Jenny says eat. What do you think about that, Stacy?
I don't see eat as a proper name.
All right, 5 seconds.
Oh.
I have nothing if we don't go with eat.
Okay, let's go with eat.
Right there it is. Yes, eat is the number four answer.
I don't think you met the bell.
One answer left.
You cheaters
seconds.
Stole cat. Shut up.
Okay, so yeah. Let's see, Stacy. Any suggestions?
For what?
Any suggestions? We have number three.
One.
Time's up. Sorry.
You.
Let's head on over to Stacy, or excuse me, Samantha and Jeff. It's a proper name.
A proper
someone
name.
Someone in the household. Name
what
a
about
three.
Mom?
All right. Mom.
Well, I think you are spot. It's either mom or dad. I would guess mom, wouldn't you?
All right.
Yeah.
Samantha, show me mom. Yes, right
yes.
There it is.
Yay! We got a winner.
Great job, Samantha.
Name a three-letter word children learn to spell. Number one, cat. Number two, dog. Number three, mom. And number four, eat. Hey, Stacy, you didn't win, but we had a lot of fun playing with you.
Thanks, Stacy.
Have a great day.
I know you did.
All right. Samantha, congratulations. You have won 4 6-inch subs to Subway, 10 free coffees to Kelly Express Mart, and
a Summit Orthodontics t-shirt.
And a Northwest pen.
And a shiny Northwest pen. There you go.
Yeah, I'm excited about that pen.
All right. If you need a t-shirt, let me know.
There you go.
Okay.
Samantha, what station just made you a winner?
K-105.
This is something I meant to talk about last week. Good morning, Scott. Jenny here with you. No roots.
Good morning. Alice Merton.
Well, there are some roots there.
There are no roots on my hair. Thank you. I mean, I do need to go get it done again, but there are no roots.
Speaking of beauty regimens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is something that even Kylie Jenner hasn't done.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, there is a new face cream out there. New beauty trend.
Okay.
Dr. Barbara Sturm in Germany. This is new face cream.
You rub it on your face. Your face.
Exfoliate. celebrities like Emma Roberts and Haley Baldwin have already started using this.
Okay.
Okay. And what this will do is it stimulates wound healing, and there's growth factors that are thought to trick aging cells into behaving and looking like young, healthy cells.
Ooh, I like it.
Does it sound good?
Yes, I want to try it.
$1,400
for one treatment. Well, yeah,
I think you get a little bottle or a little thing of it.
Oh, okay.
You know those lip balms that you unscrew on the tap, the Carmex?
Yeah.
I think that's the size you get for about $1,400.
Okay,
but this is for young, healthy cells. One other thing you got to do though.
Okay.
You got to go give blood.
Oh.
Yeah, this is a face cream that's made from your own blood.
Ew.
Yeah. So, well, here's the thing though. It's actually plasma. So what they do is they want to get the plasma from your blood, actually. Mm-hmm. The plasma-rich or platelet-rich plasma is what they extract. And then it's got to be yours. Okay, can't be somebody else's.
Sure. Well, that makes sense.
Because it really does. Because that'd be like going in and sampling one of those face creams that other people have had their dirty mitts in at the store.
Ew.
I see people putting on lipstick like
lipstick.
That.
Yeah. That's gross.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
No.
No, no. Nay, nay. Mm-mm. It's not going to happen.
Not on my watch.
Nope. Would you like to try this wonderful lip balm? No. Thank you. Nope. Why? I just saw that guy that tried it before me picking his nose out.
I don't want it. And no.
He didn't
thank you.
Sample that scented hand sanitizer you had first. There's cologne scented hand sanitizer, by the way.
There is?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, okay, go ahead.
So if you want this plasma face cream, $1,400 and a trip to go see Dr. Barbara Sturm in Germany.
So you have to give blood, though, and then take the plasma out of your blood, and then they make a cream out of your plasma.
Yes.
To rejuvenate your skin.
$1,400.
Wow. I guess I'm just going to stay looking old.
Do you know how many times you'd have to donate plasma to make $1,400 to get plasma face cream? All right, phone lines are open. Let's play a little right answer. Each and every morning, I ask Jenny a question. She gives her answer, which of course is...
the right answer.
This morning, I asked Jenny to name something you steam. What is something that you steam? You can correctly answer that question. 4 6-inch subs to Subway and a Summit Orthodontics t-shirt. 7684 hits. 7683 4 is followed by an 8. Name something that you steam. Good morning, K105.3. What's your guess?
Broccoli?
Broccoli, no.
No?
Thanks. You can steam broccoli. That is correct, though.
I do. I love steamed broccoli. That's not what I said.
7684 hits. 7683 4 is followed by an 8. Name something that you steam. Do you steam this often?
No.
Okay. Do you like this?
I do.
All right.
I just love this.
You don't make it that often?
No.
Good morning, K105.3. What's your guess?
Vegetables.
Nope, not veggies. No. And we need much more specific answer than just veggies. But broccoli, isn't it? Good morning, K105.3. Who's this?
This is Nancy.
All right, what's your guess?
Vegetables.
No, it's not vegetables.
Nope, not vegetables, not broccoli.
Not veggies, not broccoli. Good morning, K105.3. What's your guess?
Is it cappuccino?
No.
No.
I'd take a steamed cappuccino right
Me
about
too.
Now. This daylight saving time is kicking my butt. Good morning. What's your guess?
Is it clothes?
No, clothes. It's not clothes.
No.
Not clothes.
That's a
7, 6,
guess.
8, 4 hits. 7, 6, 8, 3, 4 is followed by an 8. Name something that you steam. Hey, good morning, K105.3. Who's this?
Brandy.
All right, Brandy, for 4 6-inch subs to Subway and a Summit Orthodontics t-shirt, name something that you steam.
Rice.
Rice, yes. Rice, there it is.
It is rice.
Steamed rice. I love rice.
I do too.
I
do too.
My taste buds changed. I hated rice growing up.
Really?
And I think a lot of it has to do with one particular scene in the movie Lost Boys. Do you remember that?
No, uh-uh.
Brandy, do you remember the movie Lost Boys?
Yes.
Do you remember the scene I'm talking about?
No.
Where Kiefer Sullivan looked at the other dude and said, hey, what are you eating? Why are you eating those maggots? And they were eating Chinese food and the rice turned into maggots.
Yes.
Couldn't eat it. Didn't even want to try it.
Oh, gross.
Years later, Wendy, this is honestly it. I've been Wendy and I have been married for 8 years. It's within the last 8 years I started eating rice.
It took you that long to get over that?
Yep.
Wow.
Haven't watched it since. Brandy, congratulations. 4 6-inch subs to Subway and a Summit Orthodontics t-shirt. What are you going to get on those subs from Subway?
Oh, turkey bacon.
Sounds good.
I'll have that.
Crispy or floppy bacon?
Crispy. Always crispy.
Thank you.
Sorry,
thank
that's
you,
the wrong
Brandy.
Answer.
I knew we were friends.
The name of this segment is The Right Answer.
And she gave the right answer.
All right, Brandy. What station just made you a winner?
K105.3.
Woohoo!
Today, Jenny, is National Nap Day.
National Nap?
Nap
Day. Yep. I love this day.
Nap Day.
I want every day to be National Nap Day.
Wouldn't it be nice? Can you actually take a nap?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
I love naps. They're my favorite.
When you intentionally go to take a nap, the intentional nap. I take accidental naps.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Like sitting up, and it's... Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I wasn't sleeping.
No, I was
and
watching that show.
The older you get, the more you deny you want to just deny you fell asleep.
And I don't know why, but you don't want to be that person.
But National Nap Day, and I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that we've just went over daylight savings time.
Right.
Saving.
Oh, yeah, you got to catch yourself.
Whew.
Saving.
It's not like you can go out and, you know, save on daylight today.
You know what I think I also read is that today is National Pi Day.
What?
Because it's 3.11. What's pi?
3.14.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh. So,
Pi Day is coming up.
Dang it.
On Thursday.
Oh, no.
But that would go right in hand, hand in hand. You give me enough pie, I am definitely taking a nap.
Yes. They should have had the days together.
Easily happening. And just in case, you know, you're wondering, taking a nap actually lowers your blood pressure.
It does.
So there are...
so many health benefits.
Medical benefits. Yes.
All right.
So if you get caught napping, say, no, no, no. Nay, nay, boss. Just lowering my blood pressure. Okay? Move along.
It's a health factor.
Move along. But don't throw away your pills because, you know, your blood pressure medication. Taking a nap is not a substitute for it.
No.
But the good news is your healthcare provider will cover a nap, you know?
Yes, I need a prescription for that today.
I'm sorry, you're going to need a prior authorization.
Oh, don't get you started on that.
Jenny, I'm going to take a nap.
Oh, is it time for you to go take a nap?
It is. Stay out of trouble, and if you can't do that...
don't get caught.